Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Repeat after me.
I.
State your name.
State your name.
Brendan Tobin. Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will refrain from ripping Ryan Fitzpatrick.
That I will refrain from ripping Ryan Fitzpatrick.
For his poor football play.
For his frequent interceptions.
For the lack of wins this season. So help me, football gods. Marino be with you.
Marino be with you.
And also...
Yeah.
So it is said and so it is done.
Hey, Texter brought up a nice little caveat here.
Okay.
This is for you, Robbie. And this is for you. Because you two are the sneakiest. No,
don't appreciate that.
At no point in time can you get out of the oath by saying just throwing it out there.
I mean, but
What about if it's a Tuesday?
It wasn't in an oath. No. It wasn't in the oath.
We have a bit every Tuesday.
Just throwing it out there Tuesday.
Yeah, I know. It's just throwing
just
out
throwing
there
out
Tuesday.
The Tuesday. Ryan Fitzpatrick was bad.
No, but you can't use Ryan Fitzpatrick for throwing it out there Tuesday.
Texter chimes in. Tobin will break the oath in preseason. Leroy by week three.
I'm gonna play.
And Robbie as soon as he loses a cover.
Well, you don't know that. I've taken an oath. And
the oath is that we can't complain about having Ryan Fitzpatrick no matter how bad he plays. We could point out that he plays bad, that he played bad. If he throws a five interception game.
Wait, off-season conditions haven't started, and you guys are bringing up caveats?
Yeah, tone is important. Like, you can't be like...
Tone? When is this tone ever?
No, your tone has to be, be like, man, Ryan Fitzpatrick threw those five interceptions. Like, but you got to have a kind of a pep in your step about it, because you're happy, because it's leading to good stuff. The team's going to be terrible. You got to work your way like that. You got to work your magic that way,
Robbie. Why do I feel... that if he goes out there and they start off 7-1, everybody's going to be pissed.
I'll take another oath that I won't be pissed if they start 7-1.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, let's see. We can't rip him for poor football play, frequent interceptions, or lack of wins. I can be pissed if he wins too much. That's not in the oath.
This is why you can't do oaths.
What are you talking about? That's in the oath. I have a contract with the football gods.
You make the oath and you already have loopholes behind your own oath.
The whole point of the oath is to keep us from being negative bastards about him being terrible this year. If he's good,
no,
I'm allowed to be pissed
about
that.
Your team.
No. That wasn't the oath. That's what you wanted to put in the oath.
And we cannot rip one of the things clear in the oath, we cannot rip Dolphins management for signing Fitzpatrick and trading away Ryan Tannehill. That was clear in the oath.
Was it?
I don't think that was in there.
I don't see that.
It's part of complaining about Fitzpatrick.
Huh?
You get one show a month to go all football.
No. I'm going to be happy. Look, if he's terrible, I'm going to be happy. I'm not going to rip him.
I am not.
We took an oath.
I'm telling you.
Oh, what about the reverse rip?
If he starts winning games. We watch you do that for a whole year.
You have to listen to the oath. The oath is the contract. Listen again. I will refrain from ripping Ryan Fitzpatrick for his poor football play, for his frequent interceptions, and for his lack of winning.
Somebody said you should be allowed to rip Fitzpatrick if he plays well and wins games.
That's what I said. That's what we're saying. You're allowed to do that.
Are you a Ryan Fitzpatrick fan or a Dolphins fan?
Houston, we have a problem.
You're a Dolphin fan.
Okay. So if they win, shouldn't you be happy?
I'll be happy.
Okay, here. Let me explain something to all you clowns out there. Okay? A professional that is playing well is better than a college kid who you hope is going to play well in 2 years. You understand that,
right?
No, that's ridiculous.
Because
that's not a guarantee.
That's stupid logic.
All right.
Well, I'm just, to Leroy's point, would you rather have Tua out there with no offensive line and get killed, or then maybe wait an additional year and build up the offensive line?
What I'm saying is if you have a pro quarterback playing decent, how do you know Tua's going to be any good? Yeah, you don't.
Why do you want – how old is he now? He's 36?
37, 36, yeah, he's old.
Why do you want a 37-year-old quarterback to be good and then you're done?
You don't?
Like, I want him to be terrible. I want this to be as bad as possible, which is why I want the backup bomb, Blake Bortles.
Hey, by the way, you guys didn't tell me that Zach Duarte said he could kick my ass.
I didn't know that he did.
When did that happen?
It's happened a while ago.
He said it's Saturday.
Oh, he said it's Saturday.
Oh,
hold on.
What an idiot.
I got my people out there. My people sent me a text. Hold on. Let me look. Like, my whole thing is, just because everybody says Tua is good in college doesn't mean he's going to be a good
quarterback. I mean, he has a great offensive line in Alabama. He never has to worry about getting sacked, unlike the case if he comes on the
Dolphins. And he has all day to throw the ball, which that usually changes. That's the first thing that changes.
The only thing I'm worried about with Tua is...
I will say this, okay? There are a bunch of quarterbacks coming out. I'm not going to say any of them are going to be any good, but I am going to say, as far as prospects, it seems to be a nice crop
the deeper
of quarterbacks
class.
Coming out. Correct. But to say which one's going to be good or whatever, get out of here. You don't know. You know how much money you'd make if you could tell which one of those quarterbacks right now is going to be a good NFL quarterback?
Do the headlines.
Leroy.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Leroy, over the weekend, Zach Duarte said he could take you in a fight. He claims because he does power lifts that he has the advantage. Here's what I'll say to that real quick. Right? He has to do exercises to strengthen those little pencil legs. I was born with these and a power thruster in back.
Ooh.
Right?
Sounds dirty.
So, and
Robbie, don't top that.
And I was born with country strength, except I'm not country. So, hey, anytime he's ready, take off one of them tight ass shirts because you need to have some mobility.
Should do this at the Hard Rock.
You may have to break some fake news first.
Headlines-wise...
He's never going to get over that.
No. Right? Heat and Thunder tonight, 8 p.m. Winslow questionable and for the Miami Heat. And obviously, Russ is suspended for tonight's game because of too many technical fouls. So we will have the broadcast at 7 o'clock with Zazzle and Tommy Tighe. Mike Inglis will have the call at 8 here on the ticket. Miami Hurricanes backup quarterback Cade Weldon is transferred.
Don't let Paul George shoot threes.
Oh, Robbie.
He went 10 of 15 last time.
Oh, he said, he said I can't bend my legs. I thought the oath said can't not be negative, period. Oh, no. Are you kidding me? We wouldn't have a show if it wasn't for grumpy-ass Tobin.
Sir, I mean, clearly you're not listening to the oath. We played it. We did it live. We played it coming in. It has its caveats. You cannot rip him for poor football play, frequent interceptions, or lack of wins. If he does the backup, if he does the reverse of what his whole purpose is here, then yes, we will rip him for that. He will, in fact,
really?
Be the most...
So wait. Let me get this straight. You are going to rip somebody from winning.
Yup.
You just got rid of a quarterback because he didn't win, right?
He won.
Answer the question. Only the question.
We ripped him.
You
for
got
not
rid of a
the
quarterback
games that mattered.
That's not winning games.
Things are different, man. See, you look at things as a result, and I'm looking at the process of this. Okay, the process of this is that Ryan Fitzpatrick needs to blow this thing up kamikaze style. Like it needs to be bad, so they could get a young buck who can actually be the face of this franchise, okay? He's got one job, and that's to stink up the joint. You do that, and you're beloved forever.
Why do you think athletes want to do that?
He doesn't want to do that. He's a gimmick, all right? He walks around there. He dresses like an MMA fighter. He doesn't really want to be good at this, okay? He wants to be just good enough to keep that gravy train rolling. You know, $70 million, he's made $70 million over his career. He knows what he is. He's a gimmick. So come in here, go into Dolphins lore forever, and be terrible. Be terrible. Because if you don't, you'll never be forgiven. And that is not going against the oath.
Wasn't mentioned in the oath. I mean,
yeah. Thank you.
And there's no part in the oath that we were not ripped Ryan Fitzpatrick for too much touchdowns and too much winning.
Thank
it's
you.
Too
I'm not saying I'm going to do that.
Like,
what?
Really? So let me get this straight.
Mm-hmm.
What we have just done, right, with so-called fans of the Dolphins is basically celebrate if they lose. And you're worrying about grammatical mistakes? I feel terrible sitting here having this conversation with you clowns.
Just happen to pick up on it.
I don't understand what you're upset about. Like, this is the whole purpose of this.
No, because right now I feel like I'm having a conversation with Zach Duarte.
Okay, but here's the difference.
Low blow.
Okay, here's the difference. Because Zach wants to rely on ping pong balls. Okay, we get a bona fide spot at the top if you do it the right way. Once this knucklehead,
you think you could go into a room? Let me ask you a question. Dolphin season, first offseason, first OTAs.
Yeah.
You think you could go in there and convince those guys to lose?
Don't have to. They stink already.
Okay. So.
They're literally talking about this right now on ESPN.
I don't have to convince anybody. They're terrible. Okay? What I have here is the skeleton of the worst defense in franchise history and a bunch of 5'7 receivers.
The skeleton. Skeleton of the worst defense ever.
14.
Exactly.
Meets.
I don't need to try. I already have the stink here.
You hear the ambient music in the background.
How many needs are you, Robbie?
14.
How many needs are there total? Like if you were to have every need, what would that be? 22 needs.
Yeah, out of 22 starting positions, yes, they have 14 needs.
Okay. So, what do I need to try for? They can compete all they want. Compete your little hearts out. It's not going to be enough. The stink. All right, there's not talent on this. Leroy, where's the talent on this roster?
Here.
You have a left tackle in the corner. That's
Tester
it.
Tester says it perfectly. An oath with an agenda.
It's not an agenda. The whole point of the oath. You guys are idiots. You don't know how to oath. All right? Clearly none of you have ever taken. I've taken oaths before.
Yeah, but a Tobin oath is not a real oath.
It's not true.
It's an oath with an escape clause.
I've sworn on a skull before.
Everything you do has an asterisk.
Yes.
I was doing this to have a little fun so we could keep ourselves in check and remember what the season is all about. You guys are living in loony world where it's like, what if Ryan Fitzpatrick is the greatest quarterback ever?
No, I didn't
Will
say
we that.
That. I didn't say that. But guess what? Dude has had stretches where, wow. But here, if you have one of those stretches for like 6 weeks,
yeah,
right?
Don't do that.
And then you go,
no, I'm going
like
to rip him
500
for that.
The rest of the way?
I'm going to rip him for that.
That's like, come on.
That's not, look, that's not the spirit of the oath.
I'm just saying, like, he has the ability, if they just start slinging it all over the place and he gets hot for a couple of months, he might win so many games you don't have a chance.
I'm just telling you right now.
All right.
Don't misinterpret the oath. It's as clear as day. It's as clear as day. All right?
Right.
You're getting a little bit too froggy with this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing is. You are more concerned with boxing me in.
No, I'm not.
You are.
No,
you're
I'm
more
not.
Concerned with.
I don't care. I'm just trying to give you the reality
of
what's going on.
No,
in
you're
Dolphins
more concerned
camp.
With gotcha, Tobin. Got you in your schemes. When in fact, look, we didn't need to do an oath. I came up with the oath.
Yeah, but you're old. Let's be clear. Okay? When we talked about the oath, right? Every response you gave was not in the oath. Which means you probably already thought about ways around
it's
the oath.
It's not true.
It is.
It's not. I told you guys, is this a good enough oath? And you said yes. And then we went with it.
No. Beast tried to bring something up. You said, don't talk about that right now.
That is true.
Because you...
That happened.
Here's what... Do you want a re-oath? Do you want a re-oath?
No. I just want an honest oath.
This is an honest oath.
No, it's not an honest
oath. It is an honest oath.
No, because you will try to find a way out of it.
I don't... No. Hey, I don't want to put an oath...
Also, to just throwing it out there...
I will refrain from that. However, I still believe in a just throwing it out there Tuesday. I should be allowed to.
No.
But if you're saying I can't. Okay, I won't. I won't bring up the scenarios with just throwing it out there as Ryan Fitzpatrick, the worst quarterback in franchise history. I won't do that. I won't do that.
So let me ask you, just out of curiosity.
Also, by the way, that was a scenario. I wasn't saying that, so that doesn't break the oath.
Okay. Here.
Hmm.
I'm confused. Because I don't understand, right? You're getting excited about bringing in a quarterback
right.
That's worse than the quarterback that you let go.
Yeah, because we want to be bad.
Can I ask you a question? This is an honest question.
Right.
If there's five quarterbacks available next year, you trust your team will pick the right one?
I don't know.
See, you understand what I'm saying? Why this becomes so difficult?
Gotta try.
Oh, and there you go with the wing it.
No, you gotta try. Would you have trusted the Browns to pick? You didn't trust the Browns to pick the right quarterback, and they did.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. No, I just said me personally, my whole thing with the Browns was, I said, I don't even know how good Baker Mayfield is. But I know after what you went through with Johnny Manziel, I would be a little cautious drafting a quarterback seen on video trying to outrun a fat cop.
I'm telling you right now, I hope the Dolphins have an out clause on Fitzpatrick. Like if he has a 4-1 touchdown interception ratio one game, I hope they can cut him. No repercussions.
Look, no matter what oath you put forth, I like the word put forth, he will try and weasel. So unless you get an actual lawyer to draft this up, there will be holes in it. Of course. Wait. Here.
No, we could do
it. Is there anybody sitting here in these two rooms
that
feels that Tobin already has something up his sleeve as an escape clause?
Of course.
See?
Of course he does.
See?
It's airtight. I've made my clauses be known.
No.
No, you haven't.
No.
You got one more that we haven't thought of yet.
That's not true.
As soon as we say it tomorrow, you go...
You guys, because you're bringing up wacky scenarios. You're like, oh, are you going to rip him if he's amazing for the Dolphins?
I think...
Yeah, that's not... The whole point of the oath
really?
I think we should rip him if he's...
Wait, I think we should get a notary public. We should get a witness. We should get a justice of the peace.
We got notary publics here.
It's already on witness. It's on Twitter.
No.
You guys can go see the oath right now.
It's going to be on the podcast.
Somebody said the Boxton Law Firm can draw up the oath.
The Boxton Law Firm did draw up the oath. The oath is written.
No. Here.
No, we could do, though. Beast didn't take part in the oath, so we could write down all our...
I did take part of the oath.
No, you're a Patriots fan.
I did.
We could write down all our complaints on Ryan Fitzpatrick and hand them to Beast and have Beast read them out.
Hey, I'm going to say this right now to these Texans. Look, I was not boxed in.
I can't.
Robert, he just showed me a picture of Ryan Fitzpatrick driving a tank. Should you have like two on the back?
I got Stephen Ross there with him, his co-pilot.
Oh my goodness.
15 minutes of heat. That's next. Are you ready, people?
15 minutes of heat on the ticket. Where are you going to get heat information like this? With Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Now!
Make some noise!
This is All Pro Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. 15 minutes of heat. At All Pro Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, it's their job to get you back in the game. With 4 South Florida locations, there's one near you. Go to allproorthopedics.com for more info.
Yes, the Heat get a win yesterday. Dwayne Wade doing his thing again in the fourth quarter. Him and Goran Dragic pairing up as D-Way wasn't even going to play in this game. And it was funny enough, Hassan Whiteside was actually the one who kind of nudged him into playing, which was ironic. But he was doubtful for the game. He had that nasty fall the game beforehand, and this is, he's like, hey, you know, please, Dwayne, please play, please give us what you can. There he was, fourth quarter, still doing his thing, man. Unbelievable. Unbelievable win by the Heat. They got a tough one tonight where they're taking on Oklahoma City. Tough road trip coming up for the Heat.
Now, Tobin, I'm sure you were on the plane yesterday.
Yep.
So, I mean, I don't think you would have liked the style of basketball that was being played yesterday. I don't think it was your style. Lots of misses.
A lot of mucking it up.
It was a slugfest.
Old school Eastern Conference.
It was beautiful to see somebody score in the 70s. I've never seen that before since the 90s.
No, you're not familiar with third quarter, are you?
Well, yeah, it happened against the Bucks. We saw that. It was a turd half.
The Bucks was the ultimate turd quarter.
That was ridiculous.
You know what?
All I heard was, did he were up 20 and lost?
At 15.
Yeah.
No, they were up by 20.
We were having this whole thing. You weren't here, but we were feeling froggy about the Heat.
The Frogs have gone away.
What did I say? I said, are we getting too froggy about this?
I don't know.
Yeah,
but,
we were.
But there's also this. What if, because I was at boxing all weekend, what if this was classic rope-a-dope by Eric Spoelstra?
Let him think.
I'll just give you a little taste of what we can do to you, and then hold back, put the reins back, and then all of a sudden, Dwayne Wade and Justice Winslow are injured. What do you think? Perhaps?
I don't think that happens. I don't think that happens in professional sports.
Oh, it does. Oh, what are you talking about? People lose games. They jockey for position at all times. They don't show all their cards. Bland offense. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
Game in the system. All of a sudden, you guys, you're like world beaters, and then you let the Bucks feel full of themselves. So you want to know why? They come with their guard down in those first two games, which are going to be crucial. You steal one on the road, and it's your series.
They stole one on the road last year.
Someone says on the text line, brought to you by
Last year.
Text line brought to you by AccidentLawFirm.com. Bring on Milwaukee. They're frauds. One-man team, Heat and six.
Frauds and frogs. They are. They are a one-man team. Show ponies. We'll see. It's just regular season. You can't equate regular season matchups.
How much do they outscore the Heat by in the second half? About
35.
Like 35 points?
A lot. But they're banged up and weren't the same team. You can't equate.
It was a foul on Dwayne Wade. They didn't call that on that hard foul.
Garbage.
By the way, speaking of fouls that weren't called, that Auburn-Florida game.
Oh, yeah. The three guys surrounding the ball.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Oh, but Tobin, you would have loved this. You know who was on refereeing yesterday?
Ed Malloy?
Yep.
Hate that guy.
And there was some questionable fouls. I'm like, oh, here comes Ed Malloy.
Not surprising.
Real quick, Robbie.
The worst of the worst.
Real quick, I'm going to splash these in every once in a while. Fairleigh Dickinson.
The Knights.
How is that even possible?
Did you check to see if he's right?
He is right. Because I looked.
Yeah, their mascot is literally the knight from the chess piece.
Oh, my God.
Before we...
So they yell dilly dilly before every game?
How about Belmont?
Oh, they're the Bruins. The tournament isn't at large.
Playing games.
I know, man.
They were a bubble team. They were the talk of the bubble.
They were the talk of the bubble?
Yes, they were.
Really?
By the way, Florida, I can't believe Florida got in.
Yeah, well, I mean, they kind of play well in the SEC tournament.
I got to tell you, I put Buffalo far in my tournament because of how much they were represented in the Magnificent Seven.
Every Friday.
Yeah.
Every Friday.
So I felt the Buffalo train. I felt a connection to them. Like, I want them to go far. I mean, I think I got them to, like, Sweet 16. Like,
they're really good.
So let's see. Let's hope that it goes right. By the way, before the end of today's show, we're going to give a pair of tickets away to the Chris Bosh jersey retirement game, which is next Tuesday against the Orlando Magic. You want to be listed for the Chris Bosh highlight? That's your cue to call. You call the contest line, 786-534-0790. Be call number one. Boom. You're going to the Chris Bosh Orlando Magic jersey retirement game. We'll be doing that every day this week, giving a pair of tickets away to that game.
By the way, both Chris and his wife, Adrian, have liked the ticket tweets about us giving away tickets.
By the way, I'm not Team Petty anymore. I'm just observing.
Here we freaking go.
I'm just observing.
But if I was.
Well, I'm not. I'm a different guy now.
I know. But if I still was.
What if I was?
I'm a fun guy.
Did you see LeBron James get blocked by Mario Hezonja?
No.
Oh, it was.
Oh,
look.
I thought you were talking about him sitting at the end of the bench.
I got to tell you. This is, in all honesty.
11 missed shots.
It was like if J.J. Barea blocked him.
Question. Is it because he's kind of hurt, or is he really losing something?
Or he's mailing it in?
Ooh, mailing it in. I didn't think about the mailing in the in aspect. Although I've forever said he doesn't care about. I
mean, he's going to mail it in against the Knicks for what? Like, he loves, doesn't he love.
Loves playing in the garden.
Loves playing in the garden, bro.
The Mecca of basketball.
I mean, what's happening here?
They're 9 games out of the last playoff spot.
Oh, Jesus.
Watch this.
Oh, he looks so slow and awkward.
And old, and he's getting stared down by Mario Hezonja.
He's got the stare down?
He got the stare down. They're like,
are they going to replay that like in slow motion or from a different angle? Because I really need to see.
I mean, neither LeBron nor the basketball got off the floor.
Nope.
Yeah, like, did LeBron get tripped up by somebody? Because otherwise, he got like literally 3 inches off the floor.
Dude, it's a weird one. It does feel
and
like.
And normally that's where he goes to the left and hits that fadeaway jumper. He doesn't usually go.
And he traveled, I think.
Really? Oof. You want to call that? You want to call that travel?
Yeah, it's almost like gravity blocked him.
He went up on the wrong foot.
34 years old blocked
father
him?
Father time blocked him.
But he's LeBron. That's not supposed to happen.
He's really? Mario Hezonja.
Hey, father time? Undefeated.
But for him?
Undefeated.
But he's LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
Undefeated.
I didn't defeat Tom Brady.
Yeah, well, he's got his TB12. He's got TB12
pretty soon,
method.
Pretty soon he's only going to be able to throw sweeps. You don't think it's going to... You remember in the middle of the year, you saw Tom Brady trying to throw a deep ball?
Hey, man, he's 41.
Okay.
He's 41.
Okay. Hey, Fitzpatrick's not far behind at 37.
Do you think like LeBron's gonna do this offseason?
I mean,
well, there's only one way to know. Is LeBron hanging out on South Beach for 2 or 3 weeks?
Yeah, but he's busy. Doesn't even have to fly that guy in because he's gonna be busy.
Is he gonna hang out with DK Metcalf?
I don't know.
That guy.
I don't think he wants to be a bust.
1.7 body fat.
So what does Russell Westbrook do tonight? Does he get to sit on the bench or does he have to be home?
No,
when you're suspended, you don't.
You don't go anywhere.
But can't wait. Can't they send the owner suite?
No.
I remember Don Mattingly would do that when he got suspended for a game. He would be hanging out with Cheats in the skybox.
In basketball, I don't think you're allowed to be in the arena.
I don't think you can just be with the team. But you could be like, hanging out with the owner.
No, you can't.
Can you be in the locker room?
You can't go to the facility. Nothing. When you're suspended in football, depending on the level of your suspension, you can't even go to the facility. Nothing. Now, my whole problem with that is, in general.
Were you ever suspended?
No. Hmm. Really?
Put in cuffs, never suspended.
Why are you so insulted by that?
Hey, man, I'm just saying.
That was a long time ago.
You had an incident with the law, but they arrested you when you got off the plane or something.
Oh, no. No. Oh, yeah. That was my rookie year. Like, all right, I'll tell you a story one more time.
You don't have to tell the story. I'm just saying you were put in cuffs, but you weren't suspended.
Yeah, for a speeding ticket. They're suspended for speeding tickets now.
Well, I don't know how
I had to do 3 jails in Barney Fife jail it was terrible.
So bottom line is you were never suspended?
No.
Oh, my God.
No. What? Like, dude, you know how, like... Stunts. You make it sound like it's normal for an athlete to get suspended.
I figure like everyone once in their career, pops a little something or other.
I've only had one 15-yard penalty in my life.
Man, Stunt Steve just sent me this picture.
Yeah.
I'm not Team Petty anymore. But is Mario Hezonja laughing at him in that picture?
I can't see. It's too far away from me.
Look at him.
Man.
Oh, he is?
Hey.
Oh.
Hey, even Thanos loses.
We know that.
Well, it's not called the Thanos. This is called the Avengers.
Hey, man. What the hell?
What?
It's just like, you remember the end of Space Jam when like Danny DeVito's monster character tells Michael Jordan you're going to be forced to play basketball and lose to all these kids? That's what that looks like. It looks like LeBron James is setting up real life Space Jam. Like he's losing to some punk kid.
By the way, you know how long it takes to make one of those movies?
I don't know. It shouldn't be the same length.
It's like 4 years to make an animated movie.
It shouldn't take that long.
Now, the voiceover part takes like 2 weeks. So when they say he's going away to film a movie, it's not that long.
Yeah,
relax.
Yeah, but don't they have all those Bugs Bunny stuff? Like, don't they have that all saved?
No!
Wait, it takes 4 years.
Bro, they've been talking about the Space
Copy
Jam.
Copy and paste.
They've been talking about the Space Jam for 8 years.
They can't just take the bugs from Jordan. You can't make Space Jam 2 like Beast does the
schedule.
The schedule.
They've been talking about this Space Jam forever. They didn't, like, nobody got to jump on this. They're all just procrastinating. Like, well, we'll
no,
see.
No, they probably
somebody,
did start it.
We'll see if somebody green lights it.
I mean, like, wait, guess what? Frozen 2, they started making right after Frozen 1. They just got done.
I know.
Like, yeah, man, it takes, that animation is no joke.
What was Heat Nation's pants tent level for that Dwayne Wade to Justice Winslow alley-oop? Because I saw a lot of people going torch passing. As far as that, as far as that alley-oop,
you can
concerned.
Say it's torch passing because guess who's out?
Justice.
Yeah.
I hope he's back tonight. They need him.
Especially
if he gets Paul George. You're gonna need that guy.
Is something about him that you can't quantify, but you know he's helping.
I think it started.
I just love this because we're talking about Justice and how they need him.
Mm-hmm.
Yet. Like 3 weeks ago, there was an article written that Josh Richardson, stardom.
Yeah, but did you read the article?
I read the whole article.
No, you didn't.
I read the whole article.
Oh, something this straight. You're swaggering because of like his 2 for 17. Like you think you're cute.
I know I'm cute.
You're not cute.
I'm sexy as hell.
You're not cute. The whole point of the article was
a
player like him developing all of his offense, basally most of his offense from the 3-point line and being successful with it is perfect for today's NBA. That's what the article was about.
Yeah, except he's not good.
He is
consistently.
Good. He is good.
Consistently.
He is good. I don't know if you want to say he's a star,
question.
But he's a good player.
Question.
Consistently.
Question.
Not a star.
You sound ridiculous.
Justice or Jay Rich?
I mean, I'm going to go Justice. I can't trust Jay Rich at the end of the games to be a star because I know he's going to
You didn't see that. You were on the plane. He got a pass. Like, at the time, the game was still semi-close, but there was less than 4 minutes left. He caught a pass, opened the 3-point line. He dropped it, and it went off his foot and went out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
Who's this?
It was Jay Rich.
Jay Rich.
That happens to him all the time.
He's clumsy.
He has no idea where he is in the court.
He's a clumsy fellow.
I can't.
By the way, I'm very clumsy, but I play football like a Weeble.
Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
But you got those weird Stretch Armstrong ankles. I've seen them. They're weird.
Yeah, I can like my ankles stay flat, and I can like do like the Michael Jackson almost.
No, it's not you.
All right, keep listening for that Chris Bosh highlight. Your cue to call. We're back after this.
Miami.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We got a winner for that Chris Bosh set of tickets, Robbie. Give away our first pair of Chris Bosh retirement jersey retirement game tickets for next Tuesday against the Orlando Magic. We have a pair of tickets to give away every day this week, so be listening during our show. Sometime between 1 and 4, we'll play a Chris Bosh highlight, and you guys can try and win those tickets.
This is one of those few times where sitting in the bleachers is actually good seats. You get to see the banner come right up.
I agree with that. Hey, if you want real local news sent right to your device, all you got to do is download the radio.com app, make 7 out of 10 ticket one of your favorite stations, turn on your notifications, and then bam, all the local South Florida breaking news right to your device. Where I heard about the Ryan Fitzpatrick news, boom, right to my radio.com app. That's where it broke to me. So how about that? Right to my phone. Got off the plane, boop, Ryan Fitzpatrick is a Miami Dolphin. Thanks, radio.com. So, by the way, I do have one thing to say. A lot of the times, we get complaints with these contests. Oh, listen on radio.com. I don't have a chance. Tough nuggets. I want to tell you. Tough nuggets. Like, I can't have Robbie sitting here taking 100 calls because you're 3 minutes behind. You want to win the Chris Bosh tickets? We're giving you free Heat tickets to a really big game. So you're going to have to use other means.
By the way.
I sent the bat signal out on Twitter. You should know. There's a delay on the internet. I can't have caller 300. No, this isn't I-9. Not everybody gets a trophy. I'm sorry.
By the way, radio.com works on the way to Alligator Alley, or across Alligator Alley.
Radio.com works everywhere in the country.
Why are you all snuggied up?
Yeah, you're the only one.
You're the only
one that's not affected by the frozen tundra that is the studio.
I think it's because I was in Dallas and it was cold.
No, but we've been okay for like
really?
The last 3 weeks. We've been like, I'm wearing a fleece. I'm a fat guy with more hair on my body than is legal.
Then Robbie,
yes.
You know what I think?
I have hair on my back. Okay, I should not have to wear a jacket in here. I am wearing a fleece in the studio. You are unaffected. He's got a long sleeve shirt and a freaking blanket.
Not me, man. I'm running like a werewolf in here. Oh, you guys are worried about
starting to think you're on some supplements that maybe are, you know.
Really?
What's that supposed to mean?
Big arms supplement?
A lot of judgment going on in this show today.
Okay.
One, I try and help us out by making an oath about Ryan Fitzpatrick. Then you guys aren't happy with the oath. It's just, you can't win with
here,
you two.
Have you ever had to deal with you? Then you can't possibly
I
understand.
I deal with me every day. I live in this head.
No.
But that's the problem.
Wait.
That is exactly the problem.
You live outside your head. Yeah. The other men,
right.
You have never had to deal with them.
Right.
I don't think so.
Imagine if you had a twin brother.
Imagine if he had a brother.
I don't have a brother.
No. Right. Imagine if you had a twin brother, exactly like
you. Are you saying this is some only child nonsense? Is this why I asked?
I'm an only child.
That explains a lot.
I'm completely unaffected.
Not having my case there. By the way, I want to give a huge shout out to our guy, Jorge Masvidal.
Yeah.
Do you guys see what went down this weekend?
Oh, yeah.
So I am at AT&T Stadium, right? And I'm watching. What, Leroy, these fights, they started at 3 p.m.
Really?
There were 17 fights on the card for this thing. 17. Like, when we go to these Hard Rock things.
3 p.m. your time.
You think, 3 p.m. my time, 4 p.m. Eastern. You think when we go to these things, you're like, once you get to Jerry's World, that's probably above it, right? Nope. They still got the 44-year-old lawnmower guy who's coming out there to pad up that record.
Really?
Oh, yeah, for the 4 p.m. fights?
I'm telling you. Wait. We saw a guy, I'm telling you, he had everything but a cigarette and a newspaper.
It was crazy. But UFC London's going on. So I got the good Wi-Fi because I got the boxing press password. Mm-hmm. So I'm like streaming this thing on my iPad as it's going on. Got to see what Masvidal is going to do. His fight's coming up. It's taking on Darren Till. It's a big fight. Darren Till's ranked number three at welterweight.
Right.
And let me tell you something. Darren Till, he's a biggin. This dude drops hammers on people. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Just fought for the title. Lost to Tyron Woodley. This dude's really, he's really, really good. And Masvidal is like almost on a year and a half layoff. And comes out of the gate. Fight starts on fire. So they're going to start quick. Masvidal kicks the dude right in the junk. Right in the junk. That's a pause. Pause.
So Darren sounds like he trained with you.
I don't know. But he like kicks him right in the junk. Then Darren Till, fight actually starts. Darren Till hits him with a left hand. Hammer. Drops Masvidal on his ass. I'm like, oh no, this is not going well for our boy. We're like, this is supposed to be shining light for Miami. Spins on out, and you can say he's yelling something as he goes, if I get up, I'm going to effing kill you. Because, of course, he's going to curse.
That's what it is.
And gets up, gets taken down again, deals with it, starts then feeling froggy, starts feeling loose, starts hitting with these kicks, starts opening up on him, and, you know, gets out of the first round, definitely tails around, but we're looking all right. Then, as the second round goes, hitting these kicks, boom, hitting him again, boom, hitting him again, boom, right to the body. Then all of a sudden, old big shots Till, getting a little slow with them punches. And Jorge's feeling a little froggy, feeling a little dodgy, starts hitting with the combination pieces, and then hits him with this left hand from hell.
Yeah, because he goes to that so often. That's such his power shot.
Unusual entries. He was being chaotic in his entries. He dipped his head to the side. He came over the top. Unbelievable. That huge statement for Masvidal.
Huge statement.
Wow.
Huge knockout.
Knockout.
You never.
Unbelievable.
You never heard 20,000 blokes so quiet.
It was quiet.
They were like.
There was a hostile environment
dude,
before
they
that.
Were, yeah, they were singing Sweet Caroline on the way to the. They were like, our guys, this is a coronation. Our guy's going to win. Masvidal's like, uh-uh. No, 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 no.
305 in the hizzy.
Calls for the title shot afterwards. And how about this? Kamaru Usman, another friend of the show. We like Usman a lot.
Mm-hmm. Anti-Masvidal.
He goes through his agent. He says, I want to fight Masvidal.
What do we do then?
I don't know.
Oh.
I know what we do. I root for Masvidal. But that's just because I've been following him longer.
But, I mean.
Yeah, both of them are going to come on the show.
No. One of them is Miami. I love Usman, but.
But Usman has a curse. He broke our bad luck.
Masvidal didn't curse last time either, Playboy.
But that all started because of Usman. He broke the cycle.
Usman's such a nice guy.
He is a super nice guy. Yeah. But, I mean, dude, do you know how long Jorge Masvidal has been fighting? If Jorge Masvidal wins the welterweight title of the world in the UFC, that is bananas, dude. He has been he's been fighting on the Kimbo videos back in the day. He's fought everywhere. That would be such a legendary ending to his story if he were able to do that. Now, of course, this wasn't how it was going to end. So, this other fighter.
Of course.
This other fighter, Leon Edwards, he's a welterweight. He's a bloke. He won his fight. He was the co-main event. And he was salty that he wasn't the main event fighter, which he shouldn't have been. But he was salty.
He had to have words for Masvidal.
Exactly.
Because
he's like, right. I want to fight the main event winner tonight. And so Masvidal, he's doing an interview with ESPN.
Is this the locker room shenanigans?
Yes.
Okay. So I watched it. It was so great.
He's talking, and he goes, what'd you say to me? Say it to my face. So he goes with his arms behind his back. He goes, go ahead, say it. And Edwards puts up the hands, and Masvidal hits him with a ba, 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 right in the face. Nope, no words minced.
Cut his eyes.
You say something to me? Ba, ba, ba. Gashes open the dude's face. They both are taken out of the arena. Everybody's wondering, is Masvidal going to get arrested? And he shouldn't have been. Self-defense, obviously. You put up your hands. It's self-defense. That is it. That's an aggressive position.
What was that
it's
word?
It's an aggressive position.
Hey, and first of all,
aggressive.
Minus one for trying to go deep into the.
If you put up your dukes in another human,
what word is that?
That is not a word. Aggressive position.
Minus one.
It is.
That is not a word.
Where'd you get that from?
Isn't that Teddy KGB? You play very aggressive. Yes.
It's aggressive, not aggressive.
So ESPN, so there's no post-fight press conference because...
Such an idiot.
There's no post-fight press conference, so ESPN has to go find Masvidal. And here he was afterwards with Brett Okamoto on ESPN.
Oh, boy.
So I'm doing my interview, and this hooligan comes by saying some stuff. And July, get your ass kicked to July. And I go, maybe, bro, whatever, because maybe I want to kick your ass in April. Maybe I don't want to wait till July. Maybe I don't even want to fight you in a prize ring because you're not worth a training camp. I'll just fight you here because you're a scrub, you know? So I tell him, just say it to my face like a man. You're saying it, walking away. That's not like we're both men, you know? And as I'm walking up to him, I got my hands behind my back to signal I'm not coming here for problems. But he put his hands up like this. It's on video, and he walks towards me. Well, where I'm from, if you do that, you're going to punch me in the face. And that's not going to happen, Leon. You're JV beta. You are what you are, bro. You're just a loser in life, man. You're not going to get a hit off me, you know. So I had to give him the three-piece with the soda and just glide out of there, you know. And then some of his friends tried to sucker punch me. Those guys did a big mistake.
Yeah.
He said, I gave the three-piece with the soda.
Yep. Man,
how did that guy not curse him on the internet?
I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm so excited if this guy fights for the title.
Wait, let's not forget.
Now, by the way, I'm very anti-cursing. Yeah. But did you see the post-fight presser? I'm expecting him to go off, and he did. But I figured it's on ESPN Plus. I didn't think they had the same standards as regular ESPN. I actually thought they should have let him keep cursing.
Like, dude, it's Disney.
Yeah, it is.
No,
Disney.
But wait, the big bomb went out. That didn't get muted. And then he started saying some less inferior bombs, and they kept muting his microphone. And then he said the big one again, and that made it out through the microphone.
Well, I think what happens there is whoever's running the dump button there is not familiar with his work and doesn't know that's go time.
Oh, you got it.
I will say, though, that was super classy of him because Darren Till losing in his hometown, and he is devastated. I mean, he's on the stool. He's a broken man losing in front of his country.
He's asking
like
for
that,
the check.
And he's like, everybody right now, this game. You lift this man up. He's a young bull. One day he's going to be a tiger. So everybody cheer for him. And that's really cool because that's a guy in Jorge Masvidal who's been through every single level of the game, every single type of promotion. He's been in the UFC forever. He knows the downs of the sport. And for him to do that to his opponent was really, really cool. That's a really classy thing.
Yep.
That's why it's impossible not to root for him, Robbie.
I picked him to win, and he got me a win in the doom box.
Here's the thing. See, contrary to popular belief, you like him because of the other stuff.
But he's also an awesome, fun fighter.
Mm-hmm. You like a guy that says, I gave him a three-piece and a soda and glided out of there.
Like,
that's the part you like.
Like, you're buying that T-shirt tomorrow.
I mean, how they're not T-shirts already, I don't know. But also, I'm telling, dude, I was like, I was watching this in the in Dallas Cowboys Stadium.
Oh, so you had to be like.
I was like. I was like trying to not freak out because like everybody's like, what is dude with the headphones on looking at? But I'm watching this guy win. I'm like, holy. This guy, I mean, it was such a thrilling victory. He laid his ass out. It was a devastating knockout. Really cool. Shout out to Jorge Masvidal. Show favorite. Big win for Miami this weekend, boys.
What are we going to do if he does Usman? We're in a bit of a show pickle.
But whoever comes on our show is going to win. That's how it works.
What if they both come on?
Our show has some good fight mojo going. I don't know. What is our win? We have like a 5-fight win.
I don't think anybody's lost.
Yeah.
Even if Asker came on our show, he's got
to
win.
Our guy didn't get to fight.
That's not a loss.
It's not a loss. You're right. But still.
All right. We get into more of the Dolphins quarterback situation. Hashtag third hour's next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.